Whether it's because multi-million-dollar carp control techniques are working or some fish behavior not yet understood, scientists believe Asian carp still have not established a reproducing population in Lake Michigan. That's good news because most researchers say the hungry fish could disrupt the food web in at least some parts of the Great Lakes. But there are a huge number of carp in the Illinois River, which connects to Lake Michigan near Chicago. For a better look at one type of the non-native carp, silver carp, join fish researchers as they lead a tour of the Illinois near the city of LaSalle. One of the crews turns on an electroshocking device that makes the hefty fish jump out of the water. And soon there's a silver carp flopping in your boat. Nearby, at least a dozen of the fish jump simultaneously when they feel the electric charge. All the fish in these waters have led the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to contract with about a dozen commercial anglers to harvest tons of carp from the Illinois River. IDNR carp specialist Vic Santucci says the idea is to reduce the number of carp that could possibly be pushing toward Lake Michigan.
This year, we're actually up to 240 tons removed, both bighead and silver carp. So it's a lot of fish.
Another researcher, Jim Garvey of Southern Illinois University, says it's too early to say commercial harvesting should be a long-term tool for tackling Asian carp. But Garvey says if the economics work, catching and killing the carp could be done on several Midwest rivers.
They're recently found in the Wisconsin River. They're found in the Wabash River. All these systems come dangerously close to tributaries or the watersheds that connect with the Great Lakes.
Garvey says government subsidies of the commercial harvesting could be expensive, so he says it's vital the caught carp could be brought to market. The carp are already made into fertilizer or animal feed and sold to grocery stores in China. But some say with the right marketing, the fish could become food on more U.S. dinner plates.
You can hear the bones?
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Crack, 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 that's the bone.
Inside a Chicago restaurant, Chef Philippe Parola describes the filleting of a bighead carp. The Louisiana-based entrepreneur is trying to line up investors for a brand of processed products that labels the carp silverfin.
And there is a demand. I'm telling you, when I went to the National Grocery Association, believe me, they are waiting for a new fish that is A, wild-caught, and the healthy purpose, no mercury content.
Wisconsin Sea Grant Program fisheries specialist Phil Moy says there's nothing wrong with providing high-quality protein to sizable numbers of people, while making some kind of a dent in Asian carp populations in Midwest rivers. But Moy says there's a flip side.
You don't want them to be promoted as a good food source, say, in the Great Lakes. Let's move them to a new area so that we can develop the same kind of economically beneficial business.
The dinner table discussion over Asian carp as food comes amid a potentially bigger battle. That's whether and how to physically separate the Mississippi River system from the Great Lakes, so Asian carp and other invasive species can't pass between the two waterways. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Chicago.